I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. What a joy it is to come to you each week, bringing you the program, It's a Good Life. In 2 Kings chapter 5, we read there of Naaman the leper. In verse 1 it says, Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God, to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider I, pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. This is what happens so many times in the day and time we live in. People look for salvation. They look for some kind of deliverance, but they look to the wrong person. Some people trust in riches today to help them get along, and of course we do need money to live. But some people place their entire trust in money. Some place their trust in a person. Some will trust just about anything other than the right person, Jesus Christ. And this is what we see is happening here, that this one king sent a message to another king and said, Look, I've got a man that needs to be healed. Heal him. Well, this king of Samaria could not heal Naaman. And so many times, once again, we look to someone or something to heal our souls, to make it possible for us to go to heaven. We look to something other than the Lord. The Bible says there is no other name given under heaven whereby a person must be saved, and that name is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me or through me. So we continue reading on here about Naaman and how the king said, you know, I'm not able to heal anyone. In verse 8, it says, And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, let Naaman come to me, in other words, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot. This great man now came to Elisha. And he stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And notice, Elisha didn't even bother to go out. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away. You see, Naaman was a very great man in his country. He was upset that Elisha didn't even think enough of him to come out. And Naaman said, "Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, 'Wash and be clean,' then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God." Now notice, these people told him, said, "Wouldn't you have done something if it had been real hard? But this is going to be simple. All you've got to do is do what the man of God said. Go down and dip yourself seven times in this river Jordan." And the prophet said that that's going to heal you. So Naaman got to thinking, well, let me try this thing. And it says there in verse 14, he went down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Now we often look to things of this life that are hard. Things that we think are the hardest are going to bring us the greatest blessings. But that's not always the case. God doesn't make it hard for a person to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. The Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit is the one sent to lead and guide individuals to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He came to convince or convict a person that they need Jesus as Savior. Quickly, let's look at something here about this chapter that we've been reading. Notice doing great things for God. In order to do great things for God, you must expect great things from a great God. And the place you're in will be great as long as you are building a life for the great God. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 and verse 5 says, "And the house which I build is great, for great is our God above all gods." In Psalm 127:1, the Bible says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." And I would have you know today that big is not always great, nor is little always great. In Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 23, the Bible says, "Great is thy faithfulness." Without God, nothing can be great. The Bible teaches us there in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 23 that it's God's faithfulness that leads each person to greatness. And then notice with me, we must believe in what we are doing. If you don't believe in what you're doing, it's not going to be much of a success. The greatest salesmen in the world understand that in order to be a great salesman, that the person needs to believe in what they are promoting. And so therefore, we must believe in what we are doing. In Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 3, the Bible says, "And I sent messengers unto them, saying, Am I doing a great work, so that I cannot come down? Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you?" This is the work of Nehemiah in the book of Nehemiah, the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem. And all through this rebuilding of the temple and the wall and all the fortifications that was taking place there, there was those who tried to hinder the work. But Nehemiah said, "I'm not coming down because the work I'm doing is great." And you see, great is only great as long as you have the great one leading you. And God is that great one. Without him, we can do nothing for him. Without his faithfulness, we can do nothing. And we must understand that we must believe in what we are doing. And when we do that, things will be great in our lives. Something else, how can we do a great work? And I would have you know today that it's because a great ransom has been provided. In Job chapter 33 and verse 24, it says, "Then he is gracious unto him, and saith, Deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom." In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 5 and verse 6, it says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." In Genesis chapter 22 and verse 8, the Bible says, "And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb." And the word there, "my God will provide," is Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. God has provided a ransom for each of us today. Before we can do a great work for God, we must receive Jesus as our Savior. Now, it wasn't easy for Jesus to go to the cross. He gave his life that you and I might be saved. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary that you and I might be saved. He went to the grave and rose the third day that you and I could have eternal life and be with him throughout eternity. It wasn't easy for Jesus, but it's easy for us if we will only trust and obey. If we only receive what Jesus did for us on the cross, in the grave, and raising from that grave. If we will receive what God has told us in his word, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If we do that, then we can do a great work for God. And if you're saved today, if you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, you can do a great work for God today by trusting him, by not doubting that he can do a work through you and by you. Trust him that it's his faithfulness that makes a success of the Christian life. Father, I thank you today for Jesus. I thank you that you're willing to save anyone who will come to you and receive Jesus as Savior. And I pray, Lord, for that safe person today who's listening. May they do a great work for you. May each of us strive to serve you daily. In our daily walk with you, may we walk closer each day than the day before. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly, is our prayer.